Welcome to Best in Class, the podcast where we talk about the best versions of the best cars. Thank you for joining me, Steve, and my good friend Adam.
Hello, hello.
As we argue over when our favorite cars were at the top of their game.
Steve, you sound real tired right now.
I know. Thank you. Yeah.
No, I bet you look just... even worse.
The Zoom was giving me updates. Like it worries when you start recording. So it always gives me an alert. It's like, this is not good.
I mean, not for your career. No.
No. Exactly. It doesn't even recognize that. I've got some Defender news, unless you want to go through some car stuff on your end.
My only news is last week's episode, I went through that I dropped my car off at some crazy old man to tune my carburetors. He said it would be done midweek. We talked on like Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
That week came and went, and I haven't heard anything. And now we're at, you know, we're recording on Monday night. I still haven't heard anything on my car. I don't think I have a 2002 anymore, frankly. I think I just gave a stranger the keys, and he's chopped it up by now and sold it for parts.
Was this a reco from a friend?
Yes, it was. It is apparently my friend's friend's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes sense to you, it barely makes sense to me.
Have you reached out to said friend's dad?
I have not. I didn't want to interrupt his Columbo watching.
Is your car sitting inside a garage?
No.
Oh.
It is in a very middle-class neighborhood. He was trying to tell me the streets are safe, and I'm like, listen, it's street parked in Venice. This is much safer here than where it is every day. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, okay. No, it's not garaged, but it's never garaged. So yeah, I don't think I own a 2002 anymore.
Have you exchanged monetary funds with this gentleman?
I have not.
Okay. He just has your car.
He just has the valuable asset.
Have you set any like Craigslist alerts? Facebook Marketplace.
I honestly hadn't thought about that. I might have to do that.
Salvage 2002 with stickers. Ready to move. Yeah.
Motivated seller.
You got anything else?
No, everything's working great. Thank you.
So the latest news on the Defender, because I know you always love hearing about this car.
Yes.
I had an appointment to go to the dealer today. And I was organized. I made it ahead of time. I did everything you're supposed to. Talk to them, whatever dealer people do. And the issue was my phone, the speaker in the car, no longer works or something happens. So when people call me, which is rare.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I was just going to say that ahead of you. That I can hear them, but they can't hear me, which is a bonus, which is probably how you wish our phone calls were.
I really do.
Yeah. And so I've been driving around with my phone on speaker and turning the CarPlay off to have phone calls.
Man, it's like, you're not even living in 2024. Like, what is this? No.
Yeah. So, amazingly some software in the car is not working, or so I thought. I did what you would do and went through all the, whatever, where you talk with your people and the Reddits and whatever. And
so you went to the forums for your own car? This is like a big move for you, Steve.
Yeah. Went through all the steps of the software, troubleshot everything I could possibly do. Still didn't work. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to the dealer. They're going to fix it. No problem. As you know, when I travel, I usually take the dog with me, which no one likes. So I thought, I'll just take him to the dealer. It's fine. They're just going to fix this. Connect my phone, I'll walk them around, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Land Rover dealers are used to aristocratic owners and their Great Danes.
Exactly. It's the Defender. There's going to be some livestock in the back. So he was like, oh, you got the dog in the car. I was like, yeah, I'll just take him out. I'll walk him around. You know, it's just Because he had asked me before, he goes, "Do you want to wait for it?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll just wait." So go in there. He takes a look at it,
Well, how far is the
and
dealer from your I won't say house or apartment, I'll say squalid hole.
is about 20 minutes from my hole. Yeah,
Okay, not great, but not terrible.
not terrible, not yeah,
Okay.
not the worst,
So you go
but
there, you're
yeah.
waiting, you're walking the dog.
It's still time away from work and all that kind of stuff, right? It's a nuisance. So
Sure.
you go there, and I also asked about my tire that was flat because it had a big bolt in it. I was like, "Hey, can you patch the tire?" And they're like, "No, we only do new tires. We don't patch." Of course.
Of course.
I kind of knew that answer, but I just thought I'd ask. So they don't fix that either. And he was like, "Hey, the person, that works in your car to do all this stuff is going to be going on lunch soon. Why don't you come back later this afternoon when all the other stuff is done and we can focus on it?" And I was like, "Great, perfect." And he's like, "And you know, maybe don't bring the dog." And I was like, "Fair enough. That makes sense. That's logical. Okay." So we go. I come back, leave the dog at home.
So you've run
Everything's
this errand
fine.
twice now.
Yeah. So all the way back and forth, right? So I'm already a couple hours of wasted time. But I was like, "Look, it's going to get fixed. No problem." He seemed fairly confident. Drive in there. It turns out the said technician allergic to dogs. So he can't even get in the car because it's
No,
all
which is
filled with dog
basically a
hair.
kennel at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So he has to have someone else help, and they go through everything or whatever. They put a bunch of like covers on the seats. It's like covers on the steering wheel, all this kind of stuff because he
Full
can't touch anything.
hazmat situation.
And granted, yes, it is like I'm filming 101 Dalmatians in the back of the car, but it's not great. But anyway, I'm sure people bring their animals in there all the time. But so he was allergic. So I had to sit there for like an hour while I went through all this stuff for them to come out and tell me your microphone's broken. So it's not a software problem. So I was like, "Okay, well, can you just replace it?" He's like, "Well, we've got to go through like something's not connecting." He's like, "Because your microphone's not broken. It's just something's not connecting." Great. A Land Rover electrical issue. Who
Yep.
knew? Who saw that coming? So I said,
For the
"Okay,
record,
well,
me.
So I'm just sitting there and I was like, "Okay, well, just go ahead and fix it." "Well, you're going to need to come back." And I was like, "Okay." Or I said, "Well, why don't I just leave the car now and get me a loaner?" "Oh, we don't have any loaners until next week." "Of course you don't." So now I got to wait another week to go back, to leave the car there, take a loaner, and then at some point get it back. And so, yeah.
You know, if you would have bought the Mini Countryman, they would have, it never would have broke. You would have brought the dog and like the whole staff would have taken pictures with it. It would have
Oh,
been like a
totally.
whole
Totally.
thing. They would have loved to
Totally.
see you. They'd have all sorts of loaners for you.
They'd have like dog treats. They'd have
Yep.
like dog shirts and they'd take a
There's
photo and it
probably a
would
whole
be.
dog run in the back of that dealership with
Yeah,
a
and a
lobster
daycare
course.
and like a groomer.
But you had to go rich and get the Land Rover.
So again, using your theories, I go into the Defender forum thinking, "Hey, maybe a hands-free phone option or microphone or how to reply." So I get in there
So you're just looking
and
for a similar problem from someone else?
what's that?
So
Yeah,
what are
yeah,
you
yeah.
searching for?
I'm basically searching for a microphone broken.
Okay, got it.
Defender. Yeah. So I get in here and apparently this is a common problem. Shocking. So someone says, "Oh, well, what you need to do is just get a firmware update, plug in your USB stick, switch on, update, restart, all good." And I was like, "Oh, well, that sounds like a pretty good idea." So you follow the conversation. It says, "I'll certainly try a firmware update. Downloading now." "Oh dear, I've just updated the firmware and now the unit won't turn on. I will have to investigate later as I have to go and visit my wife in the hospital."
That's how the forums go.
And now I've updated the firmware, and now I've got a black screen. So the issue seemed to be that the update didn't wipe the memory fully, so it's going to an earlier version of the software, causing it not to boot. Wife is still in the hospital. And then it ends with good luck. Is the No update if his wife survived whatever was happening.
Yep. Or more importantly, the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. So I learned nothing. And yeah, so it's things are good. This is a, and it's Monday. So it's a
It's
great week so
Monday.
far.
Yep.
Yeah. So well,
You promised
today
me
we're
a
going to talk about
story
something.
today.
I did. And because you take road trips on your silly motorbike, I said I would share a road trip I did a while ago that I know you're just going to make relentless fun of. So this is
Never.
basically going to be me talking and you giving me a hard time for the next, 40 minutes.
I mean, I'm hoping for 30, but okay.
So I'm going to set the time up for you a little bit. It's 2011. I had scraped together some money and I wanted to watch some F1 races in Europe. So the plan was to rent a car,
I'm
drive
surprised you
around.
didn't follow the Grateful Dead on tour.
I'm not really a deadhead. Yeah, no.
But you want to do the
So
same thing for F1. You want to follow them on their calendar.
I wanted to see if I could follow three races. So I
Okay.
wanted to see Germany, Belgium, and Hungary. So those
Okay.
all kind of came at roughly the same time I was going. During the summer, and I was rented a car, and I sent you the link to the car. Did you take a look at it?
I did.
It's a very special car.
It is a German car.
It's French. How dare you? It's a Renault. Jeez, how dare you? So, Gordini was he a, I think a French race car driver back in the day? Rally driver? I don't
Mean,
know.
Gordini
Anyway,
definitely sounds Italian, but okay.
something like that. I think he was French, but anyway.
Okay.
So I rented this car because it was the only manual that they had at this rental place. And the good part was it was unlimited mileage. So what you did was is you did a partial lease on the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's how they do it in Europe, where they're like, yeah, you're basically just paying for your portion of the car. So drive it all you want. And so this thing was like French blue with white stripes on it, white wheels, and just looked totally obnoxious. And essentially like the Abarth. And it was awesome. And the kid that brought it out to me, so I'd flown to France, landed in Paris, and basically just jump right in this car and start driving off. And the guy that brought it out, this young kid, was like, we have never rented one of these. He was like, this has been sitting here. He goes, it's got like 7 miles on it. No one's ever rented it. No one ever rents a manual. And so I was so excited.
Yep.
So it's a Renault Clio 200 Gordini edition, if you want to look it up.
Okay.
So left-hand drive still. So I was doing okay. However, all the navigation was in French. So it took me a
And how is your
while.
French these days?
Not the best, not the best. And what they do in or what they did, this place did, was they give you a car with an empty tank. They give you enough to get to the gas station.
Oh.
So you bring it back empty instead of it being full. So it's like the opposite of normal, right?
That's
So
dumb,
I
but
didn't know
I
where I was. I didn't know directions. I didn't
nope.
know how to get anywhere. And I
And
had to get to the gas
you're on
station. I'm
fumes.
fuming. Yeah. So that's how the trip started. So I threw everything in the back of the car. And then AT&T, because it's awful, my phone didn't work. So I had no idea where the reservation was or the next hotel. I'd planned everything out and then I had access to nothing. So I just started driving. Yeah, so none of this should come as a surprise to you at all. So go ahead, hit me with questions.
I mean, sometimes forward is the only way to go. I'm looking at pictures of your little Renault Gordini. I mean, it's the same color scheme as my 911, so, blue and white, so that was an excellent choice. Why? I know the answer, I'm sure. I'm sure you're unemployed, but why did you have the free time plus the money to go follow F1 for three races?
So I have freelanced in a little ad agency, and I'd worked every day of the week for probably a year and a half.
Okay, to
And
be clear, most people work every day, every weekday. That's normal.
every day of the week,
You
Sunday to
worked on
Saturday.
weekends?
Oh yeah, it was brutal. It was
Man, that's
horrible.
not normal.
And we worked on a car account, and we made this cool reality show, and I thought it was going to launch my career, and it did not. So I was like, forget it, I'm leaving. I'm going to go drive around Europe. So what I did before I left something out. I left something out is that before I went on this trip, I went to Dirtfish Rally School
Okay.
because for some reason I thought, maybe if I'm a better driver, I can drive in Europe. I need to be a rally driver.
Careful, I might respect you for having gone to Dirtfish.
So I went to Dirtfish Rally School for 4 days and did their entire program.
Yep.
And also, so I did that right before I left. So I thought getting a little hot hatch slash rally car, I'd be ready to go. Turns out it didn't help at all because
There's no dirt.
there was no off-road portion of this trip.
Exactly. What were you thinking? But all right. Okay. But now I
Essentially,
know that Steve is a certified rally driver.
I mean, I did their 4 day program, so I'm pretty much ready to go to X Games or
Yeah. So
wherever they go after that.
you're as much a rally driver as I'm a race driver.
Yeah, we're essentially tied at the bottom. So I ended up driving roughly 75 or 8,000 miles.
So you landed, it would have been Charles de Gaulle, right? And your first, you must have gone to Germany first?
I think I went to like
Or
the
Hungary?
Netherlands.
Okay.
I just basically went north.
So you went north.
I had a map somewhere, but now I have no idea where it is.
And
But
so
yeah.
this must have been spring, summer. It must have been really nice.
Oh, it was amazing
Yeah.
until later on, and I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
But yeah, it was beautiful. And drove all around the Netherlands and the French countryside, and it was awesome.
How did you do with the street signs, not being able to understand them?
No idea. So luckily I was able to figure out my first stop. Somebody got the GPS to turn to English.
I
So
love, even in your own story, you have to get help for someone to get the GPS into
Yeah,
English.
because I couldn't, I had no idea. I had no idea. So I was totally lost. And I spent a lot of time driving, probably far more than I had to. But I was able to go to, let's see. I went to Luxembourg. Luxembourg was my first stop.
Okay.
And then Germany, Czech Republic, Austria, Hungary, Switzerland, Italy, Monaco. Back up to Belgium, Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, and then I went back to Paris and left from Paris.
Yeah, I've got this the list of all the countries you went through that you just read through. It is very impressive, I'll give you that. You have been to more of Europe than I have.
Well, that's why I'm more interesting than you are and well-read and much more continental.
It at least explains the slippers you wear every day.
Those are driving moccasins.
They are not. They are
Jeez.
knockoff Gucci slippers.
Anyway, so I did. I got to three races. I got to see Michael Schumacher drive
Ooh, really?
when he was driving Mercedes, and I got to see the last. I think I saw the last year of the 10-cylinder cars.
Oh, okay.
So it was. I don't know who won the championship that year. shows how much I was paying attention. But
I'm assuming this was your first F1 race.
yes, yeah.
Okay. What did you think?
Well, the first one was, yeah, Germany. And it was crazy expensive even back then. I think I bought a ticket and a pass and like in the grandstands.
Yeah.
It pissed down rain. And then basically, you see the car for
Yeah, exactly.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I think even back then, I'm sure I have a picture of it somewhere, but the ticket was like, I want to say probably $400.
Oh.
Like not a small amount. Not like, oh, this isn't too bad. Everything was just crazy expensive.
Yeah.
But
And
I
you did that
did.
3 times.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is if you go to Hungary, everything was way cheaper. So the best race by far was Belgium for Spa.
Yeah, sure.
That track was, if you've never been to it and you need to pick a race to go to that one because the elevation change is no joke. Like this was back when I was a fit young man, and like walking up the or whatever up or down the famous turn, it's crazy elevation. It doesn't come through on television.
Yeah. I've definitely heard that about Spa. Is
Yeah,
that
it's the one to go to.
okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was trying to find a picture, but I did not.
Any breakdowns of your little Renault Clio? Any
No.
problems? Any gendarmes or police?
It did well. So what's interesting is I was an American with a British passport driving a rental car with French plates. The only time I got pulled over was in Italy. They're the only ones that gave me a hard time. What is it? I don't know what they call them. What's the
Oh, the Cavigliari, the
Yeah, something like that.
or just
But they pulled me
Bovisier, yeah.
over and they were like, "Where are you going?" And I was like, "I don't really know. I'm on a road trip." "Well, where are you coming from?" "Oh, I was just in Switzerland." "How long ago?" "Psst, 4 hours."
Yeah.
"How long were you there?" "One night." "Okay, what's your itinerary?" "Not sure."
Yeah, no
I
idea.
was like, "I'm on a road trip." And he's like, "By yourself?" He's like, "What's in your bags?" And it's just like,
Close.
I probably sounded like some, horrible person, just, God knows what was happening at the time. Because when I was driving through Southern Europe, there was conflict in not the Balkans, but, in like Yugoslavia, even though we don't call that anymore, but in that area. And so I was driving around like, I wouldn't say it was war torn, but they were definitely like, "You shouldn't be driving around here." Because it was like a brand new Renault, and I'm parking at these like stops on the side of the road to get like snacks or bathrooms or whatever, and they're like, "You should just move on." I'm trying to think what else. So the car did great. I'm trying to think mentally of my trip as I went through all the pages here. Oh yeah, I found the ticket. So it was. Oh, that can't be right. 431 euros?
Jeez.
Yeah,
And this
yeah.
is when the euro was strong.
This was in 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Ow.
Ridiculous. Yeah. So that's where my trip started. And I was like, whoa, this is gonna be brutal. So,
I mean, you had saved up some money for this trip, but it was clear that all of your money was going to
And basically you had to pay for the internet everywhere because it's not free like it is here.
Nope.
And everything just turned out to be so expensive. But yeah, it was brutal. So I went to, let's see, what did I get to? highlights. So I went to the first race, Germany, drove around. I skipped over Poland because I hadn't
Hey.
met you yet, but I had like no interest. What else did I do? So I got down the
You missed out
highlights. Some
on
of the
some
highlights
pierogies
were.
then.
I did. I went. So after Germany, I drove to Hungary. So you went from probably the richest country in Europe to the poorest. And again, they were like, you should not be driving around here. And so where they put your cars at night is they lock them up in the center of town. They put
In
them in
like
a
a little
big cage.
courtyard, right?
Yeah, they just put it in a big cage. And they're like, because your car won't be here when you get back. And I was like, oh. And the Hungary race is like, I've never been to Carnival, but that's how I imagined it would be. Like the race was fine. No one watches it. No one's in the stands. Nothing. But there's like a forest behind it where they have this huge rave for like 5 days. They were like, don't go in there. Like, you shouldn't go in there. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
And you didn't?
No,
Oh,
no.
you tell me there's a forest rave over there full of craziness. Don't go in there. I'm there the next second.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. But the cab driver was like, don't. He's like, don't do that. Yeah, lots of good stories. So that was interesting. Drove all the way down there, basically slept terrified in my hotel in Hungary. And then I ended up meeting up with someone that I'd worked with in advertising, and she was Hungarian, and proceeded to tell me, don't have a backpack, don't put anything in your pockets. I was like, well, what a great place this is. That was kind of the theme. Anyway, left Hungary, went to got to Italy. The best part was, I know this is the part you've been waiting for, is I rented a 308.
Oh, of course you did.
Yes. Yeah.
This was the start of the love affair, other than Magnum PI's mustache. This was the start.
And so I rented one, and I had rented it for 5 days, and I think I lasted three because I was like, this is awful.
That's what I've been
So
saying.
I went and picked up the car. I went and picked up so I drove my little Renault, my trusty Renault. And the rental place was at some guy's chalet, his house. So it was all very official online, and I'd rented it and give him all my money. And I get there, and they're all parked in the backyard. All these cars are just parked on the lawn. So there was like Austin Healey's, there was Triumphs, there was a 308, there was Porsches, there was all sorts of stuff. And he had been to Checkered Flag, if you remember, there used to be that shop in the marina,
Yes, the
and
car
bought
dealership
a
here
bunch
in
of the
Los
cars.
Angeles.
Yeah, because some of the cars had Checkered Flag license plate frames.
Oh, wow. So you left Los
Yeah,
Angeles to just
it was
drive some
wild.
Los Angeles cars.
Yeah. So I get there. He doesn't speak any English, speaks only Italian. Proceeds to give me the instructions for the 308 in all Italian. And is like, here's what you need to know, you're gonna be fine. Okay. And he goes, but you gotta have lunch before you leave. And I was like, oh, okay. So we had lunch at his house and probably a bottle of wine. And then he sent me on my way. So as you drive around Italy, there's certain vineyards that they play music for. They play classical music for them. And so I was able to race my 308 through the vineyards filled with classical music, which was pretty awesome.
They're
I don't think
playing
you're
music
supposed
for the
to.
plants or for the workers? I don't
Yeah,
understand.
yeah. No, they play it for the plants.
They just
Yeah.
put it on the speakers
Classical
and
music.
that's pretty special.
Obviously they don't have a they obviously they don't have a Defender, so their speakers work.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. And yeah, I stayed at a villa and I drove around all the Maranello plant and did all the Ferrari stuff. And so all the things that you see in the Ferrari movie, I did all that stuff. Eat.
Yep. So you rented it for 5 days. You made it three. You skulk
Yeah.
back to the chalet and just knock on the door and say, I'm sorry, my spine is broken.
Well, I had a small run-in with the law.
Okay.
And they were like, we've all been seeing you race around town. And
The whole village is
we
talking
love
about
it.
you.
And I ended up getting stuck in a like old, like medieval town on like a really, really tiny street,
Yeah.
echoing all that noise, and it drew a lot of attention and they pulled me over. And they bought me an ice cream. And so it was me and two very official looking police people, by the way. They dress in very
Yeah, the uniforms are great.
yeah, but they're fairly intimidating. They're very nice. We had ice cream and he goes, you need to take the car back. I think you've done enough. And I was like, okay. So I took the car back and the guy was like, yeah, don't worry about it. He goes, sounds like you had a great time. Everything's cool. He's like, do you want to drive something else for a couple days? I was like, I'm good. I'm exhausted. Yeah. So that was my 308 story and my Italian villa. And then after that, I just drove around and made my way back up to,
How
I
much
stopped at some.
has that Italian gentleman influenced your life? How badly do you still want to be him?
The car rental program no longer exists, by the way. It was shut down shortly after I got back home. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Because I've tried to look it up and find that car
Yes.
to see if I could rent it or something.
Sure.
No, it was awesome. I was like, this is the life I need to lead.
Yeah.
So that was yeah, over a decade ago. So
Do you remember during this trip the best meal that you had?
not really. I mean, I take that back. Take that back. Because the Ferrari was red, of course, by the way, because I knew you were going to ask that.
I wasn't.
yeah. And the villa that I stayed at that I'd rented, like, or rented a room at, let me think. Let me think. They had like the mother made like fresh pasta and whatever. So that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it was in the villa and we all sat around the pool and we ate and wine and everything. So that was pretty awesome. And you're out in the middle of nowhere. Like it's just, a Ferrari 308 parked next to like, a bunch of other rental cars looking
Yep.
stupid.
Fiat pandas and stuff.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did make my way to Lake Como in the
Ooh.
Ferrari. And I stayed at this hotel called the Grand Hotel Tremazzo, I don't know how you call it,
Okay.
which I will never equal again in my life. But basically, I've been driving around and it was summertime, so you're at like July. Nowhere to stay. Right? Except for probably the most expensive place ever.
Yes.
And I never made any reservations. You have to look at this hotel, look at that
I
link.
did.
Grand
It is
Hotel.
stunning.
Yeah.
It looks like
They
it's out of
have
a
their
Wes Anderson
pool.
film. It is like peak Europe. There are Alps in the
Yeah, it's
background. There
like
are
old Europe.
trees. Yeah, old Europe. Thank you.
It's across the lake from Clooney's little castle.
Okay.
And I stopped the Ferrari. They thought I was George Clooney till I got out of the car, of course, because that's the gas station where he fills up all his cars.
Okay.
There's a little bit of trivia for you. So anyway, I go into this hotel and they were like, your reservation? I was like, no. And they were like, are you by yourself? And I was like, And they were like, do you care what room you're in? And I was like, not really. And
Closet
I was,
is fine.
yeah. So the two people behind me were on their honeymoon and they were
I
from
love
Manhattan
that
Beach.
that is what the hotel staff would
Yeah.
ask is, do you really care what kind of room you get? Oh, good. I'm in for a great stay.
So they were like, well, they're like, here's the deal. We can give you a great room the first night. And then the next couple nights, we just have a small one. So, how's that sound? And I was like, perfect, fine.
Fine,
And the
whatever.
first night, the room was like, oh my, no, the it was palatial the first night.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. And so the honeymoon couple didn't drink, and so they sent all their champagne to my room.
So
So
you got
I got
blackout
a
drunk
bunch of
at your
champagne.
hotel.
Yeah. In the fanciest hotel I'll ever stay in my entire life. So and then what happened was is that
Man, you must have
they were
been
like, hey,
bankrupt
we
after
actually,
this trip.
oh yeah, no, I should have just bought a place to live. Instead I blew it all in like 30 days. And not a good idea. Anyway, so I went and I come down the next day and they're like, oh, Mr. Bolton, we have a problem. I was like, oh my God, I don't think my credit card probably got stopped. I'm in my robe drinking champagne at like 9 in the morning. And they're like, we had to give your room to someone else. And I was like, oh, okay. They're like, but we got you another one. We figured it out. And it's like, but you can't be in there till whatever, like noon or something like that, or 1 o'clock or something. So I was like, okay, that's fine, and move all my stuff out. And they were like, well, is there anything we can do, to make up for it? And I was like,
The answer is always
do you guys
yes.
have any? I was like, do you guys have any tennis here? Because I hadn't played tennis in probably a couple months at that point. And they were like, well, we have a private court out back, but we really only use it for blah, blah, blah. And so they allowed me to hit on their clay court in the back with their pro. And it was like, and he was like, look, I'm going to take you where to go eat after this. Because obviously you have no idea what you're doing. But great tennis match overlooking Lake Como. And so of course he knew all the hotel staff, so they brought out amazing food. So probably eating that food out of like, a box overlooking Lake Como, after playing tennis was probably the best meal. I highly recommend the Grand Hotel Tramazzo if you ever
As Ferris
get
Bueller
a
says,
chance.
if you have the means, I highly recommend it.
If you have the means. Well, I continued on, and from there, I did stay at the Fairmont in Monaco, overlooking the track. And they were the only ones that would not park my car. They made me park on the street. So
They didn't
it
like
was
the
like the
Clio?
Clio, the Clio next to like, every Ferrari you could think of.
Yes.
And they let me in the casino. All that kind of stuff. I just went in and lost even more money. I was like, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but okay.
Because you got this story.
So I drove my car as fast as I could around what was technically the track in Monaco.
Yes.
So
Which
through the
must have
tunnel.
been like congested and stuff. It couldn't have been that
Not
fast.
if you do it in like the middle of the night.
Okay. So you've also driven
Basically,
Monaco.
well, what I learned in Monaco was if you go there, try and find a local. So, the people that were around the hotel, the Fairmont, were very nice, And they were said, well, I'll tell you what, well, everybody felt sorry for me when I was just by myself, which is understandable. And so they said, well, we'll have a, have a drink with us later. We'll all meet in the lobby or something. I was like, oh, okay. And being nice, I offered to buy a round or whatever. And they're like, no, we got it. And I was like, no, it's fine. It's, like the hotel room was like so much money. I was like, at this point, like, but since they were residents, they had a little like mark on their ID that showed that they were, I'm going to say it, Monegasque or whatever.
Yes,
And
Monegasques. Yeah.
you get food and drink at regular price. So
Oh.
that's how they keep everyone out. So they can't put up a wall or they can't have security to keep people in
But
Monaco,
they can
but they
tax you to
artificially
death.
inflate the price. So basically, they were buying drinks and it would be like, whatever, 10 euro for a cocktail. And if
Yep.
I did it, it was literally like 40 euro per drink. No joke. And I was like, I'm right here. Like, wow. And they were like, yeah. So I was able to hang out with them and get like, 8 euro pizza instead of 40 euros.
Yep.
And
Wow.
yeah. But I got to drive the track.
Drive Monaco. So the next time I watch that video of Ayrton Senna rocketing through Monaco on a qualifying lap, I'll just think of you in a Clio.
I did drive that Porsche one-handed in a tribute. Yeah. When you come up into the up the hill.
If you would like to repeat your stay at the Grand Hotel in
Oh God. I haven't even looked at it.
I
Oh,
looked in June.
yeah.
I just picked a random month coming up, so
Yeah.
June,
Yeah.
and it's midweek. I
Do
took like
it.
a Wednesday, so this would be like
Yep.
these are the smallest
So
prices
do, yeah,
possible.
do two nights. Yeah.
I did one night, their smallest room, not looking at
Yeah.
the lake. It's 2,000 euro a night right now.
Yeah. I was able to get a discount on the third night because I played tennis with some guests because the pro or they needed someone for doubles or whatever. So I could have totally just stayed there all summer and been like, "Is can I just do this?"
I just play tennis with Germans.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just sit out. Oh, it was awesome. If yeah, playing tennis on clay, it was yeah. I felt like royalty, but it was awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from Italy,
Yep.
then up to Belgium.
Yeah, I went in a straight shot up to I think Belgium and then saw the race and then
It's
I had some
spot, yep.
spa, yeah. And then which was amazing. Like just again, you just park in a field. Like the racetrack experience is so different out there compared to the US. Like you're not in some horrible area. It's
No.
just like out in the fields and everybody walks around, everybody has a beer, everything's fun and it's just a big party. And then all the cars in the parking lot are amazing.
Yeah, sure.
But I did what did I do? Yeah, so I went and saw the race. I went up to Denmark because I had some friends in Copenhagen, drove up there, went to Sweden, came back and then drove on the ring.
Yes,
So,
you've told a little bit of the story before, but I would love to hear it again. So this is your
okay,
time on the Nürburgring
so
in pouring rain.
pouring. So basically, I it was the day before I'm leaving, and I was like, I've got to do the track. So I get there, or no, next the day or whatever. I stayed at the famous hotel, where the ring taxis. What's her? She died, but she was the ring taxi driver.
Sabine, yep.
Sabine, her mom runs the hotel.
Oh, okay.
And we had done a Nissan project with her. It didn't get me a discount, but I tried. And basically, they wouldn't let me take my rental car on the ring. And then,
Just no rental cars allowed?
They were like, no, it's gonna shut down. So I was like, okay, I don't want to risk this. So I wanted to rent a Lotus Exige.
Sure.
Guy was like, You ever done this track before? No. He's like, you're not driving that. He goes, you're gonna be into the wall and then it's not gonna be good. So I got the like cheapest, like whatever, Clio or Magan or something, MAGANA.
Yeah, the
And it
Magan.
had a roll cage in it, the whole deal, and then like one driver or just two seats, that was it. Everything was just like raced
I
out.
love that you couldn't bring a rental car onto the track, so you had to rent a rental car to take on the track.
Yeah. So, well, these are all prep because it's part of the school. I'm
I
sure it's just
understand.
doing the
I
making.
understand.
Yeah. So they go with you on you buy a certain amount of laps, like 5 laps or whatever. And I had no idea how far it was, how long one lap is.
Dude, it's miles.
Yeah, it's like 12 miles.
Yep.
And so they go with you on the first lap and take you through everything and give you all the rules and whatever. And he's like, if you see the motorbikes coming, just let them have their way. You know, then there's going to be the Ferrari group, then there's going to be this group, and then there's going to be that group. He's like, just let them go. Just signal so they know that you see them and then just let them have it. And so we did the lap and he was like, just be careful. He's like, and he goes, this isn't going to be good. And I was like, oh, okay. At least you're honest. And then it just started pouring down rain. And basically, they had given me the card and said, look, no one else is driving today. Do as many laps as you want. So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to drive all day.
Yeah, what
I
you
got
didn't hear
this.
is you're the only one stupid enough to be driving on this track right now.
So there is the good news is no motorbikes because it was pouring.
Sure.
I'm literally the only one out there. I only saw a few cars. I did 5 laps. It probably took me an hour. And I think I got worse every lap. But it was an experience. It was like I felt like I was in, you know, a race, and it was just, it's like that intro to that Rush movie, and it's just pouring down rain. And then I got in the car after that, drove to Paris, and flew home the next day. Yeah.
All right. Any problems returning the Clio?
They were like, we tried to contact you, and we weren't able to get a hold of you. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't, you know. And they're like, we've never had someone put this many miles on it. Or he's like, this was the last time this car was being rented because nobody wanted it anymore. So I was like, okay.
So we've
And
never
that
rented
car,
this car
yeah.
before. No one ever wants it. No one wants stick. We finally rented it. The guy puts on a ton of miles, and now we're getting rid of the car because, again, no one's renting it. Nobody wants a stick. So.
So I was able to get back, flew Air France home, spent the last of my money, and that was my Steve Grand Prix,
That was the
as I called
European
it, as I drove
adventure.
around Europe. Never to be replicated again. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why not. Let's do it
So,
tomorrow. I'm unemployed.
yeah,
You work for the
I mean,
BBC. That's basically Europe. Let's just go.
No, it's all a good plan. So, I highly recommend it if you ever get the chance. And I saw some art too, so that was pretty cool. So I don't want to leave that out.
You actually went
I
to
went to,
museums?
I did a lot. I went to, what did I do? I went to, Monet, the lily pond. It's
Yeah.
actually still exists. You can see, lilies that are genetically related to the ones he painted. It's an amazing little village out there. I went to the Van Gogh Museum, which is how it's pronounced.
Sure.
Yeah. It's amazing to see the churches in that light that they were painted. It's so I checked a lot of stuff off. Yeah.
Never to return.
I don't think I need to go to Hungary again. I don't think I need to go to, yeah, a lot of those places again. But I would definitely go to France and Italy, and driving through Switzerland on those roads were pretty. I went to Switzerland as well. It was pretty awesome. So,
Right, we're gonna have to do it this summer. Best in class on the
So,
road.
at some point, I need to hear about your best road trip.
Yes, I know exactly what it is.
Okay. All right.
I know exactly which one it
So we'll
is.
save that for another day.
Another weekend when we can't think of what to cover.
But
Well, thank you for the
yeah.
story. It was
There you go.
fascinating. Thank you. I'm
I don't
inspired to
think
go
anyone's
drive
going to
Europe
listen to
now.
this. I
And
will.
it.
I would definitely say do dirt fish. If you ever get a chance to do dirt fish, even if it's one day or 2 days or whatever, do it. It's awesome. It's an amazing experience. It's up in
Yep,
Washington
that's right.
State.
That's right. Yeah.
So definitely do that. And definitely drive around Europe instead of taking the train.
And
It's way
spend
better.
all your money. Just, it'll be
So
worth
much
it.
money.
It'll be worth it.
I never tallied it up because I didn't want to be sad, but
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I flew business class as well.
Oh,
Like
wow.
I just yeah.
You
It
really
was
treated
I was like,
yourself to the
I was like, this is never gonna happen again. I'm just gonna go. And yeah, it was a trip of a lifetime. So yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. Next week, we have a guest.
We do. We do.
Yes, I'm excited to
We have
have her on. She's
a
gonna,
guest that's an artist, which I'm excited
yes,
about.
she's gonna tell us about her. What entree into the automotive hobby, which is fun.
Yes. And sadly, she spent some of that time at oil change night.
Yes, she
So
has.
hopefully, she hasn't given up the hobby.
Yep,
And so, it is a friend of our podcast friend, Diego. So we won't reveal who it is, but we're excited about it. And so eventually we'll go back to our regularly scheduled programming of actually talking about cars.
eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Steve, in honor of your European holiday, I think you should sign off and go eat your microwave pasta dinner that I'm sure is waiting for you.
My Kraft macaroni and
Your
cheese.
Michelinas or whatever, frozen Alfredo.
I don't know how I went that far and never learned to cook anything, but went through and did not eat at any famous places or drink. I'm probably the only one that went through Italy and drank gin. There's a lot of other places that I went that I'm leaving out, but yeah.
Sure.
So,
That's right.
but that's my road trip. So that's
All
what you
right.
have to beat. I'm excited to hear yours.
Oh, I can do pretty well. I
Okay.
can do pretty
Okay.
well.
I'm excited to learn Utah. Yeah.
Well, Steve, thank you for the story. It's been a good one. Yeah,
Yeah.
next week we have a guest. And after that, maybe I'll tell you my road trip story.
I hope so. And thank you, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yep, and until next week, thank you, everyone. All
All right. Have a good week. See you later.
right, bye.